It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I love beginning every program with that statement. I want you to think about that and be very serious about the Word of God. So please join us today. I would like to have you turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, we're going to read just the first three verses. Once again, we may get a little bit further than that this morning, but I'm not sure, so we'll just read those three verses. Chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd love to invite you to study the Word of God with us today. So now, if you have your Bibles open, I will read the first three verses of the third chapter of Philippians. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I ask you that you would just guide and lead us and direct us. We love your precious word. This is a sweet time we have together. And I know, Father, that you have allowed many folks to listen to the program. I ask that you continue, that more and more each day that we are able to be on the air, that you would have folks to listen to the Word and let that Word touch their heart and convict their heart. Convict their heart of the sin and let them turn by faith to Jesus and be saved. Please, Lord, that you will, again, as we introduce each program, that we would come to know you and also then grow in you. Please help us now, Lord, and please direct us every part of the study today and each part of our life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week we spent much of the time concerning talking about the second verse there. We kind of finished the first verse. And the second verse tells us to beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. We have three times the word tells us there, beware. Beware, beware, and beware. Today I'm afraid that that's something we probably do not do enough of, and that is to concern ourselves and be so careful that we know the Word of God, that we're studying the truth, and that we are not being tricked or deceived, or led down the path that is not the path of God. It's not the path of the truth. It is not the Word of God. But because we neglect studying the Word of God and knowing the Word of God, we are caught up in it, taken by it, and in turn deceived. We are warned here. It says, beware. Last week we read out of the 56th chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah 56. I'm going to read it again for you today. I want you to know this. I want you to remember this. It says, his watchmen are blind. This is Isaiah 56, verse 10. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain, for his quarter. You know, it's so important that we understand that false teachers, these folks that here they were, always somebody was trying to pull them away from the truth, from the Word of God. And here it makes it so very clear, if we're not careful, if we're not very, very careful, we can be deceived ourselves to where it has the appearance, if there's a great number of people involved in something, then that must be good. If, you know, Satan's something we need to be, somebody that we need to be very, very careful of. And so many folks don't realize how Satan operates. And I believe that Satan, in order to deceive a full generation and in order to accomplish what he wants, he's willing to sacrifice a couple souls that maybe they'd even get saved, because he knows that if he'll sacrifice just a couple, and if he can get those folks deceived in something that has the appearance of right, has the appearance of truth, that the long-term result will be damnation for most of the known world, and that's what he wants. He wants everybody to join him in his misery. He wants everybody else to have to be cast into the lake of fire as he's going to be. And so he's going after everybody in every way and fashion he can, and most of that, many times, it is with the appearance of light that he is deceiving us. And here we are warned concerning these dogs. And we have many examples of what that is, and we talked about that last week. The Gentiles to the Jews were known as dogs, those that would ignore the call to come by faith to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. They would ignore that, and they were known as dogs. Well, we have the dogs in the Scripture are also known as false pastors and false teachers. And I am sorry, but there are many, many dogs out there today. There are many false teachers and false pastors, false shepherds. These people are preaching and proclaiming something that is contrary to the truth, and they are leading a multitude of people away from the Word of God, away from salvation. And if you, as I've shared, and this is kind of a repeat of last week, but it's so serious and so necessary that we understand. If you yourself are saved, and so you're sitting in a church right now, a place right now, and that preacher is maybe graduated from seminary and possibly holds a doctorate degree in theology and a very, very wise man as far as the world's concerned, but as he's speaking, as he's preaching, why, you question what he's saying. It just doesn't quite seem right. It wasn't what you were taught in earlier years, but you don't say anything. You don't go to your word and confirm it. You just let him go because he's your preacher. He's been to school, he must be right. That's not necessarily so. And if you allow that man, he's not going to touch your heart because you're saved, you're born again, under the preaching of the truth, not of the preaching of lies as dogs do and as false teachers and false preachers. What you're doing is you're allowing the next generation to believe and accept something that's not true. And so they're not going to be saved. And then the next generation is going to be a little more liberal than that, and a little more liberal than that. And all of a sudden, you have something that is not acceptable, something that does not bring salvation to the lost. And if you'd stop and think about it, you're not talking about just somebody that you don't know. You're talking about your family members, that you're not allowing them to hear the truth, hear the gospel, hear that Jesus saves. And it's your own family now. Now, if you've got one of these false teachers, false pastors, false shepherds, someone that does not proclaim the truth and you know it, but so far you haven't had enough guts to stand up and take care of it, I'm asking you today, I'm praying for you today, that you would stand up and stand against that. That not only you will continue then to grow once again in the Word of God, but also then we are raising another generation of believers in the truth, the Word of God. These false teachers here, we have, again, let me just read before I leave Isaiah 56, verses 10 through 11. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. I know what some of these preachers make, and I know how little some of these preachers do, and I don't understand it. They have no love for the lame and for the blind, for the sick. They have love for one thing, and that is that they make enough money, and they have enough time off, and that they only have to prepare one message a week or two messages a week, and they've got it all planned out. their heart isn't right. Many times those folks are not saved at all. They've got an easy job, and that fills them very well, especially the 11th verse. They are greedy dogs which can never have enough. Have you ever had a preacher that just keeps asking for a raise? Just keeps asking for more money, more time off, less work? They are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. You think about it, my friend. You think about the preacher that you've got. I hope he's preaching the truth right out of the Word of God. If he's not, then I'm going to ask you to either get rid of him and get your church back upon the truth, the Word of God, or if your church and denomination have went that way, and chances are this man probably graduated from one of your seminaries, which were taught falsely, I'm going to ask you to get out and find you a Bible-preaching, soul-winning church that folks love Jesus and love to see folks saved and love to watch people come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. Don't forget that Isaiah 56, verses 10 and 11. Look back and read that many times. We have back in Psalms chapter 22, we have two verses. Psalms 22, the first is the 16th verse. It says, "For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me." You hear that? "For dogs have compassed me. They have surrounded me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me." Sometimes that's the way we feel. And especially many times, and today it's becoming very common, that those that stand upon the truth, the Word of God, not their own philosophy and not their own way, not the doctrine of some church, but upon the Word of God, that you stand alone. And when you stand alone, it's not quiet, it's not peaceful. The enemy is lurking about, wanting to devour you, wanting to destroy you. Psalmist here, "The dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me." My friend, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus? Have you come by faith to Jesus and been saved today? He's calling you. You know, some people preach a doctrine that there's only a few that's going to be saved, just a chosen few. And if you're one of those chosen, great, you'll be saved. If you're not one of those chosen, to hell you go, and no matter what you do, what you say, your heart condition, no matter what, you're going to hell. Now, I'm sorry, but that's not the God that I know. That's not the Bible that I know. I serve a God that died for every soul that's ever lived. And the God that I know, and the God that I love, and the God that I served, died for every one of those souls that have ever lived and has offered a free gift of redemption, of salvation by Jesus, through the Son, the Lord Jesus. A free gift. All you have to do is come by faith and accept that free gift. That's the God I serve. If you choose today not to come to Jesus, that's your choice. Don't blame a God that chose you or didn't choose you. I love that, and Joshua tells us, "Choose you this day who you're going to serve." Well, I'm going to ask you today, choose you today, your Savior, Jesus. Please that you come to the Lord Jesus today and be saved. Walk after Him. These dogs are out there trying to devour, trying to keep you lost, trying to trick you and trying to deceive you. And there's many, many false doctrines out there. And I ask you that you study your Word. You'll notice I don't talk a lot about the doctrine of this church. You'll find the doctrine of this church is set upon the Word of God. It doesn't change. It doesn't differ. We preach the truth, the Word of God. And when I tell you something, I want you to go to the Word of God and search it out. Don't go then back to your church doctrine and confirm it with your church doctrine. Confirm it with the Word of God. If you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, let that Holy Spirit, that He can show you the truth, the Word of God. Stop listening to man. Stop reading those books. Begin to study the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit convict your heart, show you that you're lost, and show you that you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus and Jesus alone. And if you'll come to Jesus by faith, you'll be saved. That's a promise of the Word of God. And if you'd study your Word, you'd know that. And then you'll also know that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption, unto the day of please, that you look unto the Word of God. Know that you're saved. Know that you're kept. Know that you're sealed. Know that also our heart is set upon service unto the Lord. And if we study His Word and continue to grow in His Word, let the Holy Spirit teach us His truth, we will have a great peace and a great joy in our heart every day that we live, no matter what's going on. No matter how the world is falling apart around us, we know that God loves us. He loved us so much that He gave His Son Jesus. And Jesus was so willing to please the Father that He died for us. And He has handed us a free gift if we'll just but come to Him. I want you to come to Jesus today and be saved. I want you to trust in Him, please. Please, that you'll trust in Him and begin that wonderful, sweet walk. You know, the Scripture tells us here in Psalms 22:20, Psalms chapter 22, verse 20, deliver my soul from the sword. The enemy is lurking about. The enemy is there. We have in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, it says, the dog has turned to his own vomit again. That's kind of an appalling statement, isn't it? The dog has turned to his own vomit again. You know what a false teacher will do? They're nothing but liars. And liars have trouble keeping up with themselves. They can't remember what lie they told last time. So it's very difficult for a liar to keep up with things. Well, a false preacher, false teacher is much the same way. They establish some doctrinal stand and they make some big statement on how they believe this is what the Word of God tells them. It's not too long. They have turned about and they're denying what they said before and beginning some other great truth that they have found. It won't be long you'll find them denying that and back at it again. They return to their vomit. When you have a liar, when you have someone that is coming up with his own means and his own mood and his own way and his own philosophy, he's dangerous. And he's playing with your soul and the soul of your family members and the soul of your friends. He's playing with that. He's toying with that, and you're letting him do it. I ask you that you take care of that. Maybe the church that you attend loves that kind of preaching. That's fine. That's what you want, that's what you get. But my friend, if you're listening to this program and you think you believe the truth, you go into the Word of God, and if your church denies it and don't care that they deny it, then you get out and you get to a Bible preaching church, one that loves Jesus, one that knows Jesus saves, one that knows that Jesus is there to redeem us and grow us and build us and sends the Holy Spirit to seal us. It's a wonderful time that we live in Jesus Christ. It's a horrible time we live in concerning the world and the condition the world's in. We have many here, as the Scripture confirms in the second verse, beware of dogs. Now we've kind of covered a little bit, beware of evil workers. We have these evil teachers and these evil workers that seem to, they have a purpose, and that purpose is, and when you look at the word workers there, they are here to come in among the flock, among the born-again believers, and they begin to work. They begin to plant false doctrine, false teaching, and they do it oh so subtly that unless you are in the Word of God, studying it, searching it, enjoying it, letting the Holy Spirit teach you, you will be deceived. If you pick that Bible of yours up and you tote it off to church on Sunday morning And I'm telling you, if you don't take your Bible to church on Sunday morning, shame on you. Get that Bible. If you don't own a Bible and you buy a Bible, I want to see you tote the Bible to church. Take that Word of God with you. You'll find my words with me all the time. It's not just with me at church. It's with me in the truck. It's with me every place I work. It's there. It was a joy to my heart. I had a family one time, couldn't figure out if it was my truck or not. They said they decided then that they could determine whether it was my truck because there'd be a black Bible, a King James Bible, New and Old Testament, laying right there in the middle of the seat if it was my truck. And so they looked through the window, and sure enough, there was that Bible. Because, you see, my Word is with me. It's my sword. I love studying the Word of God. I love proclaiming the Word of God. But I love the Holy Spirit teaching me that precious Word more and more about Jesus. I love that Word. But now, these evil teachers, these false, it says, beware of evil workers. I warn you to be so careful. You'll know if you're in the Word of God. But if you're one of these that don't tote their Bible to church, if you're one of those that don't get to Bible study on Sunday night, on Wednesday night, if you don't have Bible study in your church on Sunday night or Wednesday night, get a Bible study started. Search that Word, and don't let that preacher go on some subject. You know, I'm hearing now more and more, I'm hearing that the people are stopping having Bible study. They're having activities. They're having fellowship time. There's only one fellowship, true, real fellowship that the people ought to have, and that is over the Word of God. And yes, there's much work that needs to be done, and there's many times around the church here while we get together to do some repair or something that's necessary, and we have a great time together as we're working together. But it's not as good as the great time we have when we come together to study the Word of God, to see the will of God and see the way of God through the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. It's a glorious opportunity that we have. But if you don't bring your Bible, and if you don't go to Bible study, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be tricked. You're going to be sitting there, and you're going to be scratching your head, and you're going to be wondering, is that true or not? Is that right? My friend, you'll know. Because if you're a born-again believer, you've got Jesus in your heart because you met Him at the cross and He took away your sin and He gave you that free gift of salvation. That's what happens if you'll come by faith to Jesus. Turn from your wicked ways unto the Lord. If you'll be saved. And then you're sealed again. Sealed. Forever. Never to be separated. Never to be broken away. But you can break your fellowship if you begin to believe a false teacher, if you begin to believe false workers. And here they have come in and they have added some of the old law. And as the Jews were taught the things that they needed to do and how they needed to act, as those things were taking place, we are saved by grace. We are saved because Jesus went to the cross, and by faith I need to turn to Him and I'm saved. I'm not adding salvation through Jesus plus. Now these evil workers move in and they take away from the power of God. We've had evil workers here that attempted to take away the power of the precious blood of Jesus. Can you imagine that? They come very quietly, and then they became more bold and more bold when they thought they had had enough of a following. When they had enough of a following, enough of a group, then they went after me, because they knew that they could run me out of this church. Because they had enough support of people that denied the precious blood of Jesus. Well, I tell you what, I'm here, they're gone. And it's not because of some special power I have, it's because I was standing on the Word of God and they were not. They were evil workers. They're everywhere. Evil workers. In whatever direction, whatever the purpose is, but the place that they try, they're trying to come in and to take leadership positions. They'll come in slowly. They'll be hard workers. And they'll come in and they'll move right into the position of the elders or the deacons, whichever you might have, trustees, whatever form of government, so to speak, that you have in your church to do the business of the church. However you've titled that, they'll move in and very quickly they'll take those positions. And then it won't be long. Won't be long that you'll lose the power of God. And that church, that sweet, sweet home that you had, will no longer have the power of God because you've allowed workers of iniquity to move in. You've allowed the evil workers to be present. And the reason they, you know, it's not only that they do an evil work, but they are workers. You know, many times that's a fact of the church today. The church today is basically lazy. It's so sad. Believers in Jesus Christ have so much to work for and so much to be excited about, and they're so lazy. Another trick of Satan. Another trick of the old devil himself, that we be lazy. So you get a worker that comes in, everybody applauds them, and they're excited about it. They don't care whether he preaches the truth or teaches the truth or believes the truth. He works. Let's grab a hold of him. No, let him go on. But I'm asking the church, you need to wake up. Be busy about the business of the presenting the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And do not let folks come in and take away from the truth. And they'll begin to filter into the flock. And they'll begin to plant doubt. And normally they'll do it against the pastor if the pastor's teaching the truth. They'll begin to say, you know, I don't believe that's right. Or they'll begin to plant false statements about the preacher, about the leadership of the church, to try to tear it down ever so careful and ever so slowly. But they want that leadership position. And you know, the sad thing is that they do it in the name of Jesus. I don't, that's blasphemy, because they don't believe it. They have something, and it's just like back in Isaiah 56, we read earlier, they're much like the greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And it continues there, it says, they all look to their own way. That's what they're looking for. And again, those people, you will find very quickly, are cold-hearted. They have their plan in mind and don't really care about you, and surely do not care for the lame and the blind and the sick. And that's what a lost person is. A person that's come to Jesus has been given a new life. But they must walk every day in Jesus to enjoy it. Again, they're workers in iniquity. They're wolves in sheep clothing, the scripture would refer to them. We spent almost all of last week on the beware of dogs, and much of this week. We've added now the beware of evil workers. And next week we're going to finish out the beware of concision. And that's the definition of that is the mere mutilators of the body. Now we're going to talk about that next week, next time we come together. But my friend, there are three times here it tells us to beware. And every time that we find false teachers and false workers, beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers. Every time they are there to snatch away the gospel. Every time you'll find that they are no longer preaching the truth, the Word of God. Every time you'll notice that I don't hear any longer clearly that Jesus saves, please repent and turn from your wicked ways. I'm not hearing that anymore. There's a reason for it. That's the very first thing that the old devil sneaks away from you. You got lost people in your church. They need to hear the gospel every time you come together. My friend, I'm going to ask you. If your preacher doesn't ask you, I'm going to ask you. What are you going to do about Jesus?